This is PodcastNorm.com.
Today's show is... The playoffs take to Talladega unknowns from a NASCAR fan's view. Things have really gotten mixed up since last weekend in Las Vegas. For part of the playoff contenders, their job has gotten tougher. For the others, their job has become to protect their point lead and stay consistent. Anything that happens for the four below the cut and for qualifying for the championship race in 3 weeks could mean trouble for three of them above the cut line. In other words, these next two races will make or break the chances for those trying to make it to the final four. At this point, it is a very interesting situation facing seven of the eight drivers still qualified for making it to the final. The biggest problem facing the seven still qualified for the playoffs is how quickly things can change for those above the cut line. One of those could quickly be below the cut line if one of the lower four wins this race. Of course, there is also the problem of having a bad points day for the ones above the cut line and one or more of those below the cut line having a great points day. Honestly, all it takes is being in the wrong place at the right time when one or more of the big ones happens. Unfortunately, a big one can happen at any time, and it doesn't generally play favorites. Any one of the drivers can be affected in a negative way by being in or close to a big one. They may not be totally taken out by being involved in one, but they can definitely be taken out of contention, depending on when it happens and how much major or minor damage they might suffer. Of course, Denny Hamlin has nothing to worry about since he is in by his win last weekend. From this fan's view, the only way he can be affected is by being involved in a severe one that might affect his ability to continue on in the season because of injury. I admit that is next to impossible to happen, but it is not outside the realm of possibility. We can only hope something drastic like that doesn't happen, but it is a dangerous sport, and anything can happen. Kyle Larson is somewhat vulnerable, but he does have a reasonable cushion of points. He just cannot afford to have a bad points day, and he will hopefully be able to maintain his advantage. Unfortunately, with the possibility of a big one happening, and where he is starting from, he may not get the chance to maintain his points cushion. I realize it doesn't matter where a driver starts the race from, but two of the Hendrick drivers are below the cut line, and they both start from outside the top 10. William Byron starts from the 13th spot, and Chase Elliott starts way back in 25th. We all know that just because they start in those spots doesn't mean they will be there for long. It also doesn't mean they will end up at the front. Taking an honest look at how things went in William Byron's race last weekend, he had just lost the lead to his teammate Kyle Larson and had been running really well. He led a bunch of laps and looked to be headed for at least a second place finish. Then, just as fast as a big one can happen at Talladega, someone missed the fact that Ty Dillon was going to be pitting, and William plowed into the back of him, tearing up both cars and relegating Byron to a 36th finishing spot. That was just how fast his point situation changed. Chase Elliott was also involved in an accident that relegated him to an 18th place finish, which put him further back in the points than he was. He has a relatively long road ahead of him to make it to the Final Four unless he gets a lot of points or wins the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega or does really well at Martinsville. The Penske Fords of Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney both face a similar situation as Elliott, and, to some degree, William Byron. Blaney has the most challenging situation to move up among the two Ford drivers unless he wins this race or scores a lot of points at Talladega and then wins or scores a lot of points next weekend. That still may not be enough, but it is the path he must take to make the Final Four. Just as a side note, both Joey and Ryan can win at Talladega and have in the past. But they can't both win the same race. Of the two, it is said that Logano is a favorite to win the Yellowwood 500, but this fan isn't so sure that will happen. There is a high possibility that someone not in the playoffs could win at Talladega today, and that is what might make things even more interesting next weekend at Martinsville. Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view. And I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, or just a fan's view of NASCAR racing.
That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the writer, all rights reserved, by Rusty Norman, NASCARFansView.com, and JustTheFansView.com. All audio productions by www.podcastnorm.com and Podcast Norm Productions. All music is Two Buck Themes from Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated.
This is PodcastNorm.com.